Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is URBN Radio.
Hey, beautiful people. Another Monday, another episode of Radio's Finest R for Love. You've got me, Sally.
And me, Joel. This is
Misconnection. The show that gives you a second chance for once in a lifetime. Before we start the show, I want to thank you guys for all your love since we premiered last week. You've been sending us so many Kilig submissions. I keep dreaming about all sorts of love stories. Joel's becoming a hopeless romantic too.
Excuse you, I'm not hopeless. Sa pogi kong to.
And we've also heard your thoughts on last week's Carmageddon story. Pia from Malabon says, Maria and Ice Cream Man, I ship you. If a cute guy gave me ice cream like that, ipapakilala ko na siya sa magulang ko.
And our good friend from college is listening right now. Hey there, Dan. He thinks he saw Ice Cream Man in the grocery that night. Hit us up if you run into him again.
Yes, and speaking of college friends, Joel and I met our barkada over the weekend. We told them about our show, and everyone agrees that Joel should share his story too.
No.
So if you want to hear from Joel, tweet us, message us, or post on our page.
Wala talaga, Sally.
Really? With all your dates, wala kang missed opportunities or false starts? Not even a totga?
No totga. I don't just let them get away.
Nops naman. So, who isn't getting away?
Nice try. Anyway, what have we got on the show today?
Okay, let me share first how I picked the story. I was going over the many awesome submissions, and this one caught my eye because the sender's name was familiar. You might know him from the band behind one of the top 20 hits right now on the URBN Countdown. Just goes to show na walang pinipili ang missed connections. They can happen to anyone, even rising OPM stars.
Intriguing.
Diba? We're about to hear from none other than PJ Velasco, guitarist of Chasing Bunnies. This is the man behind the hit singles Isip Bata, Sleepless, and of course, The Words You Never Said, featured on the soundtrack of the 2019 indie drama, Parting Words.
Sally and I met Chasing Bunnies last June at the URBN campus tour. Really nice folks, and it's so cool to have PJ on the show.
Yeah, Chasing Bunnies is actually pretty active in gigs around the metro, and in fact, our story begins on Wednesday night at a Route 196 gig. PJ tells us about being your most honest self, even around a stranger you just met.
Hi, ako si PJ Velasco ng Chasing Bunnies. Matagal na akong tumutugtog kasamang banda ko. High school pa lang kami. Kapag madalas ka sa gig,
maraming klaseng tao makikita mo dun. Tapos kapag matagal mo na itong ginagawa, mapapansin mo kung sino dun yung madalas. Kung sino yung mga nandun kahit saang bar ka mapunta. Kahit pa paano, kilala mo na sila.
Check. Magandang gabi, kami po ang Chasing Bunnies.
Mas madaling pakiramdaman yung crowd pag kilala mo na sila. Yung gusto nilang energy sa mga kanta, kung paano mo sila i-hype. Pero yung masasabi mong kilala ka na ng crowd, ibang usapan yun. Sa stage, pinapakita mo kung ano yung gusto mo ipakita. Kasama na dun yung tutugtog ka pa, itotodo mo kahit gusto mo na lang umuwi para matulog. Route 196, May 7. Kakagaling lang namin sa ibang gig noon tapos nararamdaman ko na yung sinat. Nilalabanan ko na lang yung init at pagkahilo ko para lang makatugtog. At usually, sa gitara lang ako nakatingin. Ayokong tumingin sa crowd. Nakakalula. yung pakiramdam na pagtingala nila sa'yo, para bang nakaabang silang pumalpak ka. Naka-live pa sila sa Facebook o Instagram nila, di lalo ka pang magkakamali. Pero mabuti na rin siguro na tumuloy ako nung gabing yun. Kung hindi, hindi kita makikilala. Ilang beses ko lang tinignan yung mga tao nun, pero parang lagi kitang nahanap. At lagi nagsasalubong yung tingin natin. Para bang ako lang yung pinapanood mo? May hawak kang beer, braided rainbow bracelet on your other wrist. Nakangiti ka na para bang masakit maging masaya. Pero wala eh. Nag-e-enjoy ka sa kanta. Pasway-sway pa. At kahit dun pa lang sa gig na yun kita unang nakita, para bang kilala na kita. At kitang-kita mo na ako. Hindi ko to nasabi sa'yo, pero for the rest of that night, para sa'yo na lang ako tumugtog.
And PJ on guitar!
Ayos!
Oo nga, good set.
Galing natin, guys. PJ, kamusta na yung trangkaso mo?
Lala pa rin, pre.
Sige, pahinga muna tayo bukas. Wala mo ng rehearsals. Buti na lang next week pa susunod na show. Tas ano, baguhin na rin natin yung set. Okay yung ngayon, pero dapat talaga nag-let me tell you na lang tayo imbis na isip bata. Yun na lang sa susunod. Ayos ba?
Wag na, parang okay naman yung crowd sa isip bata.
Bro, sure ka? Sayang naman yung sinulat mo.
Next time na lang siguro.
Sige, basta pag-usapan na natin susunod. Uwi ka na, PJ, makahawa ka pa.
Pero kung sa ibang bahay ka uwi, mas okay yun. Huwag mong gayain si Erin. Patay na cactus ang inuuwian.
Gago. Uy, si Kevin ba yan? Mag-hi muna tayo.
Ingat.
Isang light, please. Uy, PJ, idol! Nice set, pare.
Salamat, bro.
Sayang, di ko nadala yung album nyo. Magpapasign sana ako.
Eh, di punta kasi next week namin.
Yeah, definitely. Pero baka hindi mo na ako makilala.
Feeling ko maaalala kita. Ang pinaka nadadala sa mga kanta ng Chasing Bunnies.
My God, kita mo ba yun mula sa stage? OMG, nakakaya.
No, laking tulong kaya nun. Karamihan kasi nakataas yung phone, nasa Instagram nila.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the music is live. I might as well enjoy it live.
Yep, I think ganun nga dapat.
Before I started going to gigs, I would rush home to listen to CDs. Wala akong ibang ginagawa. Nakikinig lang ako. Nakaupo sa kama. Wala nang palit-palit ng damit. Then, the world disappears.
Ganun din ako makinig.
Is that why you play? So that the world will disappear?
Exactly. And it did. For a while. Pero nung dumami na yung gigs, medyo nasa sideline na yung tugtog. Iba na siya.
How?
It's not all about the music anymore. May meetings na with managers, event organizers, owners ng bars. May marketing na rin. Minsan kailangan magsulat kami ng kanta para lang appealing sa lahat.
Marami palang behind the scenes, ano?
Yeah. Minsan, you forget what it's really like to listen to music, eh.
Maybe you need to go back to listening with someone who's not a musician. Diba? Thank you.
Isang beer din, boss. Sa tab ko na yung light. Cheers. Thanks for watching, bro.
Of course. Nag-enjoy ako, pare.
Ano nga pala pangalan mo?
Migs.
Sige, Migs.
Sige. Thanks sa beer, ha? O nga pala, while you're still here, sobrang favorite ko yung Let Me Tell You. Sana tugtugin nyo ng live yun one day.
Oh, alam mo, we've never played that live. I get, ano ba, really shy kapag tutugtugin ko yung mga sinulat ko.
Talaga? You know, that song saved my life. Nakaloop siya sa Spotify ko when I was going through a breakup with my ex. Yung line na, raise your glass for the last time. I'm drunk on your poison and wine. Let it bleed out, all out of me. When my veins run dry, I'll be free.
Drama ko pala. Sobrang OA.
Love makes us OA. Ganun talaga.
Can you imagine? I took all her love letters ta sinunog ko. Pinunit ko at sinunog ko sa bonfire. I actually made the bonfire. Yung may ibang tao nag-unfollow lang sa social media eh. Delete lahat ng pics sa phone. That not me. Kinuha ko yung mga naiwan niyang damit kasama yung hoodie na binili ko para sa kanya sa pinakaunang music festival namin together. Iniwan niya sa kotse ko eh. Sinunog ko rin. The little notes she'd leave around my place, she was old-fashioned that way. Sinunog ko rin. Even the toothbrush she kept at my condo for when she'd sleep over. Sinunog ko rin yun. Whoosh! Wala na.
Then you wrote the song.
Then I wrote the song.
Well, thank you for blessing us with it.
Alam mo ba, it wasn't even supposed to be on the album eh. It was something I wrote for myself. A journal entry.
Yeah, sobrang raw eh. Ang vulnerable. Ang sakit.
Gets mo eh. Parang pinaglalamayan ko yung isang bagay na nawala sa akin. Personal siya eh. Hindi ko siya sinulat para i-share sa iba. And I think it was me writing...
A love letter to yourself?
Exactly. Parang reassuring myself na, you've got this. Kaso, pakialam meron ng phone yung vocalista namin eh.
Pare, gago.
Oh, pare. Akala ko uwi ka na.
Oh, June. Maya-maya.
Ano? Sama ka na lang muna sa amin sa Kowloon?
Una na kayo. Sunod lang ako.
Shit. Sorry, pare. I didn't mean to keep you from the rest of the band.
Nah, it's okay. Magkikita ulit kami sa Thursday. May rehearsals kami. Gig namin sa Singapore.
Oh, tutugtugin niyo ba yung Let Me Tell You?
Siguro.
Sana, sana. Then they'll cry dun sa Singapore.
Baka hindi na kami pabalikin.
Seriously, that song got me through a really tough time. We were together for 7 years. Kami ng ex-boyfriend ko. I thought we were set. We were about to go on our first big trip abroad.
Wow! Ano nangyari?
I went to the airport with all my stuff, and he was there. Without anything. He said he hasn't been happy for a long time.
Oh shit. Tapos dumala na laman?
Yeah, pare. I thought we were happy. Ako lang pala. We said our goodbyes before I boarded. Tumuloy ako sa trip without him. Umuwi na siya. Without baggage.
I see what you did there. Parang yung ex-girlfriend ko rin. Akala ko nag-e-enjoy pumunta sa gigs ko.
Pero yun pala, ikaw lang?
Hindi rin. I thought I was doing her a favor.
So you didn't ask if she really liked those things?
Hindi eh, mukha naman siyang masaya. Tapos sa yun, lumayo na lang siya. Walang formal breakup. Hindi na lang kami nag-usap. Tapos isang araw, pinalitan na niya yung relationship status niya sa Facebook.
Did you ever talk to her about it?
Parang walang point na mag-usap pa kami. Then again, hindi naman talaga kami gaano nag-uusap eh.
Sometimes pag inisip ko yung sa airport, I get angry. But then I think back on the moments when I noticed he didn't seem happy. He didn't say anything, but I didn't either. I wasn't honest with myself that maybe things aren't going well.
To being honest with others.
To being honest with yourself.
Cheers, bro.
Uy, Mix! Tara na! Andiyan ka lang pala. Pati daw tayo ni Greg.
Uy, okay. Sige, I have to go. It was nice getting to know you, man.
Yeah, same, man. Uy, nasa Saguio kami next week. Last gig bago mag-Singapore.
Sige, I'll try to go, pare. Dalhin ko yung album nyo para makapagpasign ako.
Sige ba? Request mo yung Let Me Tell You. Malay mo, tugtugin namin.
Deal, deal. Sige,
Bye.
Chuck, pare. Kaulun pa kayo?
Nako, pare. Si Uya na kami. Sorry, di ka namin naantay.
Hindi, okay lang. Andito pa ako sa route.
Ha? Akala ko umuwi ka na.
Hindi ko na malayan yung oras eh.
Lokong to. Umuwi ka na. Uy.
Ona. Sige, sige. Good night. Hindi ko alam kung gaano katagal ako naupo sa bangketa nun. Napaisip ako nung gabing yun dahil sa'yo. Umuwi na yung banda ko at lahat. Iniisip ko pa rin yung sinabi mo. To being honest with yourself. Parang ang tagal na mula nung huli kong ginawa yun. Pero dala-dala ko yun. Hanggang sa sumunod na linggo. Gig namin sa Sagiho.
Okay, so far, so good. Ano, easy bata ulit closing natin?
Actually guys, baka pwedeng let me tell you naman ngayon.
Uy, bago to ah. Nice one, PJ. Tara, let me tell you.
Something new. Baka lang magustuhan ng fans natin.
Alright, Sagiho. This is our last song for tonight. Bago kayo pumunta sa Singapore, we've got something special for you. A song written by our very own PJ Velasco!
Hello! Maraming salamat sa pagdala niyo tonight. We don't often sing this live. Sana magustuhan niyo. This is Let Me Tell You. Good night, everyone.
Sabi mo pupunta ka, Migs. The crowd loved it. Sana ikaw din. Hindi ko naman alam kasi hindi kita nakita nung gabi yun. O sa mga sumunod na show. Baka nga nanood ka at di ko lang alam. Ilang beses na naming na-perform yung Let Me Tell You simula nun, pero sana andun ka sa Sagiho. Iba pag-una eh. Sa pagpapakilala ko sa crowd nung kanta, para ko na rin pinakilala ang sarili ko. Nakakatakot. Nakakatuwa. Nakakagaan. Parang marami akong pinakawalang emotional baggage. Pasasalamatan pa naman sana kita na kinaya ko yun ulit. To be vulnerable and honest. There was something about the way na nag-open up ka sa akin. Na parang ako na rin na nag-open up sa sarili ko. Siguro kaya kita laging hinahanap sa mga gig mula nun. Di ko rin alam. Siguro may nakita ako sa'yo that reminded you of me. Sa pagkwento mo. Sa pag-connect mo sa music. I guess we'll find out. Catch you at one of our shows again, bro.
That was PJ Velasco of Chasing Bunnies. Migs, I hope you're tuned in.
We'll hear more of this story, but first, let's pause for a break.
Welcome back to Miss Connection. I'm your host, Sally.
And this is Joel.
You're about to hear more from the story we shared with you today, and to tell us all about it, please welcome to the show, PJ Velasco of Chasing Bunnies.
Hello guys, and hello to the fans who are tuned in. Salamat sa pagsuporta sa Chasing Bunnies.
We're so glad to have you here. This is very different from your live guestings and phone interviews with the band, huh?
Oh, very different.
Okay, PJ, sigurado akong curious na curious ang fans. What made you want to share the story?
Well, tulad ng sinabi ko, meeting this fan, Migs, pakiramdam ko na nag-unload ako ng emotional baggage. Parang tumutugtog ulit ako for a crowd for the first time. Naging mas honest na musician ako. Mas honest na tao. Kung hindi ko man siya mahanap, I want to at least thank him for that.
So, tell us, what's it like to share a very personal part of your life with an audience? Sinabi mo rin kanina sa kwento mo that you're showing them what you want them to see. What does it take to do something like that?
Let's see. It felt like when I was writing Let Me Tell You and then performing it live for the first time. Higit sa pag-share ng sarili ko sa nakikinig ng kanta, sa nakikanta, paraan siya ng pagiging open sa sarili ko, first and foremost. Opening up to myself was a very important step in opening up to others and finally setting the story free. Sana maranasan din to ng mga listeners.
True. Very true. Thank you so much, PJ. Now, for our listeners, and for Migs, if he's tuned in, do you have any upcoming gigs or releases to promote?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Tuesdays and Fridays of this month, tutugtog kami sa Blacklight Pub along with other up-and-coming bands. We might be teasing some new stuff during one of our shows, so sana makapunta kayo. Sally, Joel, come by. Sagot ko kayo.
Wow!
Game ako dyan, PJ. Thanks for your call and see you!
Yes, we'll be there! Bye!
Salamat, guys!
Once again, that was PJ Velasco of Chasing Bunnies. You know the drill. Tag us on Facebook or tweet us at MISSConnectionPH for reactions to the story or any info on Migs.
Migs or Migs' friends, if you're listening, give us a call or meet us at their gig.
I really love that story. PJ was very sincere, not just about Migs and how they met, but also about how he felt.
Yeah, especially since it's very hard to be honest these days. You don't even have to be a performer to relate to that. Kasi sa personal circles mo, it's easy to be judged for being vulnerable. And it's so much easier to just put your walls up and pretend to be someone you're not. Or to feel things that you really don't. Lalo na with social media where you can control what you post.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being honest on social media, some of our listeners thankfully were. We got some amazing messages from people with short recordings of their chance encounters and some shoutouts.
We met at Ministop, sa Co-op building. We ordered fried chicken at the same time. We fought over the last piece of chicken breast. I never knew I could hate someone so beautiful.
At my favorite coffee shop, we were in the corner couch, in a long hushed conversation on the phone. After, you cried for a long time. I put some tissue on your table. You never looked up or said thank you. That's okay. I hope you're okay.
We kept bumping into each other at the grocery in Cubao. And for some reason, the aisles are too narrow for the large trolleys. Sorry for hurting your foot. Nice red jacket.
So remember, you can also send in your own stories by reaching out to us through the official Twitter and Facebook accounts. Till next time, this has been Joel.
And Sally, your Miss Connection. Have a great week, guys!
Ano, Friday? Yung gig ng Chasing Bunnies. Wala akong gagawin this Friday.
Gig agad? Di pa nga tayo nagde-dinner ngayon?
Oh, ayun. Saan tayo mamaya?
Ah, na-try mo na ba dun sa bagong sandwich sa baba?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.